Tonight is Wednesday, April 14th. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee. And Janine wrote us up yet, so I'll start calling the roll. This is Michael Novick, the chair. Cass Van Gunten?
Here.
Ken Aaron? Public member. Grace Aaron? Paul Roberson? I heard him earlier. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, I was muted.
Right, yeah, sorry. That's okay. Alan Beek?
Here. Alan Beek is here.
Thank you. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Paulina Vasilyeva? I'm here. Fred Blair. Michael Adler. Hans Reyes.
Here.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members present. I think we have 13 members, so 7 is a quorum.
Did you call Bella DeSoto?
I didn't. I'm sorry, Bella. I was talking to you earlier, and then I forgot to call you. Bella DeSoto. So that's 8.
Present. Hi, this is Rocio. I'm here.
Oh, good.
I can hear my
name. Okay. All right. So we do have quorum. The main business of the committee is working on the agenda for the local station board meeting for Sunday. Someone just join us? Hello? No? I thought I heard a ding. Maybe somebody left the call. So we don't have the Google Doc that we usually work from that Janine posts, but there's the usual, you know, boilerplate stuff. Of the opening business. We have a land acknowledgement and a call to order. Take the roll, approve the agenda, deal with any excused absence requests.
Is that Michael speaking?
Yeah, that's Michael speaking. We appeal for funds for the station. Anybody want to remind me what else is in that business?
Reading of the mission statement at the top.
Reading of the statement. Thank you. All right, so all of that will proceed. There's a recommendation from the General Manager Search Committee that we devote a good deal of time to a discussion of the job description and the timetable and advertising for the opening of the general and the program. I'm sorry, the general manager search committee is actually scheduled an extra meeting on Saturday, I believe, to try to provide more discussion. But the basic idea is to give everybody on the LSB and the public a chance to send off briefly on, you know, what the main things we're looking for in a general manager are, and to try to authorize the timetable we're suggesting for the search, which would be that we would get the job description posted to Pacifica.org, KPFK.org, and the other stations' websites, and send it out to the affiliates, and then run advertising. We have to run an ad in a major metropolitan daily in our area on the EEOC rules, so that'll probably be the LA Times. I did get some budget figures for that. We're looking into other things. We divided up somewhat. Mansoor Saba said he would look into the charges for various job listings with the National Association of Black Journalists, the Latino journalist, Asian Pacific Islander. There's a grouping called Women in Communications, I think, that we've advertised.
Michael, it's really difficult hearing you.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder.
That sounds better.
There's a long run of publications that are basically different ethnic and gender and so on. So typically we do advertise all of those. Lawrence said he was going to look also for a list of free places that we can advertise from the DMV search for the ED position at one point that was used. And we have the LA Times, we have Current, and a few other broadcast-related sources that I've been pulling together from previous efforts. So the committee is going to meet again Sunday, and we'll have a report to the LSB about all that, including the pricing. There's a motion from the committee to authorize approximately $1,500 budget for the advertising. What they were proposing is that the committee would meet again and finalize the ads on the 25th. That's the week after our LSB meeting. Tuesday of that week would be the deadline for putting an ad into the LA Times. And so basically from Thursday, the last Thursday in April, we would have a month till the end of May, during which the ads would be posted and the we'd be receiving applications. We would begin the process of weeding through them as they're coming in and selecting people for interviews. And then we would have a couple of weeks at least from the close of the application process to make recommendations to the LSB by the third Sunday in June. And so the proposal is for that LSB meeting, we have a closed session to consider the applications. I created a Google Drive folder and we're putting material in it. We'll add some more, and I think at some point everybody in LSB will have access to that. We have to check the confidentiality agreements if anybody has joined. I can't remember since the last time we surveyed. I haven't really heard back. I have to check with Otis. I asked him to set up a Pacifica.org email address for us. We like KPFKTM search at Pacifica.org. Because I think that is more secure than putting something on the station servers, which have proven leaky in the past. And given that they're applying for a job, you know, at the station, I think it probably behooves us to keep it a little bit distant from the station. So are there other committees that have business that has to be taken up by the LSB this Sunday?
Yes, Michael, this is Bella.
Yeah.
Michael, I did send you several days ago the, I don't know if it would be an item for our agenda, but it needs to be discussed, the communication with the members that was passed on March 4th at the PNB, which is something that KPFK listeners have been asking for years, and it's always an issue of discussion. You have the language, and also Lawrence can provide it. Also, there is a pending motion of censure, and you have that motion that has not been taken up in 2 months.
Okay. I think the first item is already the policy. It was adopted by the PNB. We could attach it to the minutes. It could be in the director's reports that always take place.
Good. Yeah, good.
I missed the personal secretary. I'm sorry, I was out on the little token of mine when I run, and by the time I got home, I had misread the listing. It said, I think it said 6:30, and I forgot that that was Eastern time. I thought I could get on the call, and then I got back and called Bastion. I don't know, of course, it was 3:30. Already underway, and I was just too wiped out at that point. So is there any business from the Program Oversight Committee?
Michael, this is Bella. The language the language for the appeal for donations. Do you have that in front of you, or do you want me to send it to you?
Well, it was Paul's motion. I'm sure we have it somewhere. It might have been incorporated in the minutes from last time. I don't remember, but I'm sure it's available.
Okay, so you don't want me to send it. Okay.
No, well, you can send it if you want to. So I was just asking about the Program Oversight Committee. Was there any motions coming from that committee?
From the Program Oversight Committee? Is that what you said?
Yes, I said I missed the meeting of the Program Oversight Committee. I was asking if there was any business for the LSB from that committee. Is there a motion?
Well, there was no official motion, but the consensus is that we need to work closely with the new IGM to rework the programming grid.
Okay.
That wasn't a motion. There was never a vote on that. There was a lot of discussion, but there was no decision.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Beth, I did not say there was a motion. I think you're jumping the gun. Did I say there was a motion?
You said
no.
There was a consensus, which you were representing opinion as that of the committee. I object.
Michael, can you clarify my language, please? Because I do not appreciate this argument.
Yes. Bella, you said there was no motion, but there was a consensus that we should work with the IGM on the grid.
And that was it. Thank you. That's it.
If there's not a consensus, then in any case, there's not a motion, which is the same question. So in that case, it's not a business item. Let's say report the next meeting. I assume the directors all have extensive reports. Because there's been a lot going on. Outreach committee, I would like us to try to move on some form of a town hall. And if it's not on air, it still has to happen because we're already 4 months.
We have not had any communication at the outreach committee with the new IGM. And now that we have a contact info, that will be the next course of action, is to coordinate with him.
Okay, I think it would be advisable to try to have the town hall prior to June 7th. That means during May, essentially.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It's hard to hear
you. I said it would be advisable to have the town hall before June 7th.
Before June 7th?
Yes, that means basically during May. So I would prefer that we have a motion at the this April meeting of the LSB approving or authorizing the organization of a town hall sometime during May.
Right. Okay.
If you want to write something up, it can come from the governance committee, but it needs to be on the agenda.
Yes, sounds good.
Finance Committee, I don't think we had any motions, did we, today?
No.
The next meeting is after that, but we can announce the next meeting.
But we can announce the follow-up meeting for the 29th.
Yeah, we schedule an extra meeting, I'm saying. So we should announce that at the meeting, in addition to the May meeting. You know, there are two meetings of the Finance Committee before the next LSB meeting.
I'm on, Michael. I'm sorry that I'm late. It's Janine.
Hi, Janine.
No problem. Janine, do you have the sort of Google Doc version of the
link?
The agenda that we could work from or work on?
Sure, I can. I'll send something. Just give me like a minute and a half.
no problem. So we were just reviewing what some of the committees are. The main thing for the agenda, because it could be a hefty discussion about the open DM position and the the GM search committee is proposing a solid hour in which LSB members can put forward their thinking, and we can hear from the public as well about what we're looking for. And then there's a couple of motions to authorize the spending and the timetable. So we need a good bit of time for all that, at least an hour. Somebody jogged my memory. We have outreach, finance. Oh, the fundraising committee has not met. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I don't think the development task force met either, because it's kind of in an interregnum between Beth facilitating for the PNB and Nancy Sorden kind of leaving. Did Nancy ever get you on the PNB DTF group?
She did. And we've spoken a couple of times, and she was going to try to schedule a meeting, and it hasn't happened yet, and I'm not sure why. I'm a little concerned. So I will contact her again. I keep sending them things, and I get some things back from individuals, but it's not. It hasn't been functioning as a committee yet this year, and so I'll jog their memory.
Okay.
That we need to post. I think we had an issue with, we had been meeting on Mondays and early in the month, and especially at the beginning of the year, there's a real train wreck of conflicting obligations on the earlier Mondays of the month because of all the elections and committees getting started. And sure. So maybe we can resolve that now. Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully, if we could at least schedule a meeting of the development task force to announce at the LSB meeting, I think that would be helpful.
Agreed. Thank you.
Okay. Bella, were you trying to speak?
Oh, yes. Lawrence can address the Committee of Inclusion has not met yet, but it has been rescheduled for the 25th of April. Lawrence can speak to that.
That is correct, Bella. Thank you for reminding me. April 25th is when we're going to convene the Committee of Inclusion, and that'll be in my director's report, which I will get to Janine and the officers hopefully by tomorrow night. Thank you.
And
no,
the
no,
time,
Friday
Lawrence?
Night. Friday night. Oh, the time will be 6 p.m.
Is that Pacific Daylight?
Yeah, Pacific Daylight Time, yeah.
I'm sorry, okay. Lawrence, we have the General Manager Search Committee on the 25th at 7 p.m.
Oh, okay. I knew there was something going on. So it'll be 3 o'clock.
Okay, 3 o'clock.
Okay, so like 3 to 5 or something, and then we have a chance to...
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so the GM Search Committee is meeting, as I say, this Saturday, the 17th, and then on the 25th. I'm hoping to finalize some, the job description, the ads, and so on, and get them posted before the end of the...
Michael, we should have brought into today's Finance Committee the motion to request funding for the advertisement for the GM search. That should have been brought into the Finance Committee today, and so that we would have been able to discuss that, especially with Barry and interim general manager. But we didn't, so we definitely need to cover that.
I think previously gone straight to the LSB from the search committee, and that's what we thought about on the search committee. So I don't think it's critical oversight.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Okay, so personnel is basically not meeting currently. APFK local Facebook personnel committee is not meeting. The do the people on the PNB committees want a chance to report in addition to the directors, like the audit committee or programming committee? National Programming Committee.
So the audit, I'm sorry, Michael, if I could be recognized.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please.
So I'm on the audit committee, so that'll be included in my report.
Okay, I'm just saying you have LSB members on, you know, various these committees.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Janine's on it, and Eric, brother Eric is on it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So given I think you probably have a lot to report about, you know,
I'll defer to the LSB members on the audit committee to do that. Yeah. That sounds good.
So, Eric, sorry, who is that?
Beth, whenever you're ready.
I keep hearing somebody else that I can't identify.
Bella.
And
okay,
Beth.
After
you finish with the audit committee, I can.
Okay.
Few words about the finance committee.
Yeah. So I was trying to get a response from Janine or Eric if they were willing to give a report from the audit committee.
I wasn't prepared, but I can. Sure. Eric, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm
here.
Maybe
we can work on it together.
there's been some synopsis on email threads I've been keeping up with, that it's essentially a pretty positive report. So I'll communicate what you mean about the content. We'll keep it short and sweet because it's pretty positive.
And I forget who was on the committee. Is Oscar and somebody? Oscar Rioja and somebody else from the LSB was on the National Programming Committee.
Can you ask people?
I'm on the National Programming Committee, but Oscar is no longer on it. Lydia Ponce is on it. But she had a commitment, a ceremonial commitment, and she was not able to attend. I believe it was Saturday's meeting. So I could do it's pretty extensive, so I'll try to summarize in my report.
All right. If there's something in writing or there's minutes from the meeting, maybe you could forward the lead.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me do that instead. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Bella, what do you want to talk about? And then Beth wants to say something about
that. Yes. I wanted to say two things. One, I forgot. And the other one is that I heard other reports from the audit committee, not so favorable. So it would be good to hear impartial report from the audit committee by different folks. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Beth, you have something from the National Finance Committee?
yes, I don't think it'll take long. I will be including it in my director's report. If you want it separate from that, too, I can do it. I'm happy if Fred wants to do it either way.
Okay, yeah, I think
I can work it out with him if you want.
Fred does that. I mean, he's already on the agenda as the treasurer. But
okay.
You can work it out if you want to. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Michael, Bella here. Are we still on director's reports?
Yeah, we were talking about director's reports.
Okay. When you finish.
I think we finished everything.
Well, can I? I do have the document up on Google. If we can, I mean, I'm not sure we're going in a certain order. Or Michael, if you want to just do the agenda after the discussions later off the call. But I do have something to be looking at if we want to modify it.
I am opening it.
Let me see what I'm doing. Wrong account. Okay, hang on a second. Let me. Okay, so how would we see it? Can you send an email with the link? Because I can't find it, just opening docs.google. Did you send
Send a link. I sent it as an email. Okay. It says, here is a link. It's in the same one that says KPFK governance meeting. And I had sent the call-in number, and then the next I sent out was the link.
Okay, so we have a call to order, opening business, land acknowledgement, roll call, approving agenda, specific mission statement, field for the nation, appoint the timekeeper, review the code of conduct, consider excused absence request, approve minutes from the previous meeting, set time for future meetings, set time certain to adjourn. That's given 15 minutes. Discussion of the GM submitted report. I'm not sure if there is one, but I can check with Mo. Personnel committee, GM search. So, as I said, the GM search committee is basically asking for an hour of time to have a pretty thorough discussion. And I think we do need that much. So right now, down here is 10 minutes, but I think we have to deal time from other things to make that happen.
So I have a question as I'm putting this in. That is the GM search committee a subcommittee of the personnel committee?
No, the personnel committee is currently not meeting because there are no evaluations going on. There's no GM or PD to evaluate at the moment. So the GM search committee was constituted by a vote of the LSB to create the committee and then populated by an election. So just one minimal thing, should be the GM search committee, but we need like a good hour.
Okay.
Want to do it first thing, or people want to put it after a couple of other items?
Well, I've got the GM, even if it's an intro to the GM, you know, whether he submits a report or not, and then number three would be the GM search committee, and I'm putting 60 minutes then. I don't know that anybody's on this Google Doc with me. It doesn't appear so, but and then
I have it open. I just
recorded. It doesn't look like anybody's on, but
I didn't open it in Docs. I was looking at it in Google Drive. That's why it's a PDF. So it's open in Docs now, and I'm looking at it. So you have discussion of GM submitted report. So I don't think we need 15 minutes because it's probably, I doubt that he's going to submit a report, more of an introduction. But
how about in statement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just put the little lowercase I before GM.
I was going to say that. Thank you.
So, the public comment number one would be, I think, within the 60 minutes. As we would, you can make it Roman numeral 3A or something. We would take public comment 7.5 minutes within the GM, you know, discussion of what GM. You know, it's not an additional 7.5, it would be within the 60.
Right.
Right. Okay, so Finance Committee Treasurer's report discussion 15 minutes, discussion of PMB directors, submitted reports 10 minutes, 5 minutes for the Committee of Inclusion, 5 minutes for the Audit Committee. We'll assume the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, happened with Fred and the Treasurer. National Programming Committee or any other national committees need time? I forget what we said already.
Lawrence
said there was an extensive discussion at the National Programming Committee, so why don't we give that at least 5 minutes, separate from the directors' reports. So there should be more time for the PMB directors' reports. Yeah.
Okay, and this committee of inclusion, there's the 30 minutes. I can do 30 minutes or 40 minutes. And are we still considering committee of inclusion and audit committee within that, or no?
I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise from somewhere. Committee of inclusion didn't meet. Announcement of the next meeting.
Somebody needs to mute their washing dishes or whatever. Please mute.
Yeah, if you're not speaking, please mute. Doesn't seem to help. That's better. So, Roman numeral 5 is discussing the CMB submitted reports.
Michael, can you mute everybody?
I can't mute anybody. They have to mute themselves. I'm not on a console. I'm just on my phone. So, Janine, the Committee of Inclusion only needs a couple of minutes just to report that it's going to mute. Please mute. Probably making so much noise they can't hear us.
Okay.
The Committee of Inclusion did not meet. So the report is just to announce the next meeting. I think 2 minutes was plenty. The Audit Committee, okay, we have 10 minutes. The National Program Committee, that would be C, or 5C. The National Program Committee, Lauren said there's an extensive report, so I think we should try to get it right if at all possible. But we should have at least,
I'm going to send it to you in writing, Michael, the notes.
So, all right, five or 10 minutes, I think, is enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to spend a lot of time because it could go on forever because it's a lot. It's pretty ambitious.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Michael, one moment. Lawrence, don't forget to include the communication with members.
Okay, I included that in my last report, but I would attach it again.
Great.
Okay, so we're switching to just 3 public comment periods. Is that the idea? That's fine. So then we have LSB committee reports, governance committee. I don't think we need that much time.
That is way too much time.
So this is left over from last time, and I believe that there was maybe a motion, and we still have some leftover business from last meeting. I don't know whether that's come up.
We have the censure.
So, but that would be a closed session after this. So maybe that's probably why I can just do 3 minutes.
Okay, so our committee will try to get a motion to schedule a town hall in May. Fundraising didn't really meet, but we can talk about the... hopefully we'll have a meeting of the National Development Task Force to announce. Maybe that should go under discussion of PMB Director Submitting Reports 5D. Could you put that in, Janine? 5D would be 5D, Roman numeral 5D. PMB Development Task Force. In 2 minutes, probably enough because it hasn't met, but it's going to.
So does that make our total PND directors a sum of all those? It would all,
the directors actually also take questions. So I would say at least another 15 minutes or
40 minutes altogether. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the committee reports, somebody joined the call?
No, that might have been me. There was a ding on my computer, and I'm not muted.
All right. Okay, so the local committee reports, the main...
Michael? Bella here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be very difficult for the new IGM, aside from everything he has to undertake right now, to be able to help coordinate a virtual town hall on air in May. I suggest that we do it in June. May is way too soon. He just came on board, and he has still not met. Please. He has still not met with the Program Oversight Committee or the Outreach Committee.
Yeah, he may or may not meet with anyone, and it may or may not be on the air. I don't think we have to wait for that. I think we have to do a town hall, whether it's on the air or not. There have been very few town halls.
I would like to approach him. But my question is, I would like, or my issue is, that I would like for us to utilize our broadcast facility to do so. If that is impossible, then we can move on to the virtual outside. The last one we did was actually very successful, even though we had some technical issues. But a lot of people joined in. But this, we need the cooperation of the general manager, of the interim general manager, to put this on air. This is how it should be done. This is what we need right now to shift
Bella,
away from where we are.
You made your point and interrupted me to make it. So let me finish saying what I was saying and go back to what I said at the beginning. June 7th begins the process of voting on the New Day Pacifica bylaws replacement, and there will be a lot of time spent on the air with carts and debates and a lot of other things. They're not going to be sympathetic to having, in addition to all that, a town hall, because they're already going to be preempting stuff. That's why I said it should be before June 7th. On the Finance Committee call, you will recall that IGM said they were going to start a...
OneDrive.
April 20th for 3 weeks.
Right.
That takes us to the middle of May. I think sometime in the last 2 weeks in May... we have to schedule a town hall, whether it's on the air or not.
Okay. All right. Got it. I got it now.
So
thank
I
you.
Agree that we should try to get it on the air, but if the answer is no, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, okay.
We'll
got
do it.
It
with, we can do it with Zoom. We can do it with free conference call.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay. Right. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for that timeline. I forgot all about
that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can't remember. I missed a CAB meeting, I think. Did anybody meet, actually? That needs carts.
We were...
So
Sorry, this is Beth. Responding
ahead.
To that. We had decided to limit it to three more this year, one in each quarter, and so there hasn't been anything since the last meeting.
Right. So we were talking about the fifth Sunday, is that right?
The fifth, one of those days, I don't remember which. We can look and see.
I think it was May, August, and something. May, August, and November, maybe?
Something like that. Something like that.
So, it's about... so we should announce it, check the calendar, put it up on KPFDX, even though it's not a governance function, just so that people are aware it's happening. And then
Shall I do that in time for the LSB meeting?
Yeah, that's something. Okay. We should have it scheduled, we should announce it, and then we should work on getting carts on the air saying that we're reforming the community advisory board, and people are welcome to get involved.
Okay. All right. I'll have something brief to announce then on Sunday.
Okay. Then Roman numeral 8 is public comments number 3. Roman numeral 9 would be old business, really, rather than new business, and that's the censure motion. Are we saying that's closed session? It's not clear to me that it's closed session. The other thing was removal motion, and the removal has been historically closed session. What do people think?
I don't care. Either way, it's fine with me.
Maybe we should check with the subject, Mr. Osborne, and see what he prefers.
Why are you going to consult with him?
If he doesn't care, we can just do an open session if he wants it to be closed.
But he has been made aware of it for over 2 months.
Yeah.
To the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I believe the process is that all disciplinary matters are held in closed session, Michael.
Okay. All right. We'll just schedule it in closed session. So what does this come to in terms of time? Anybody have a handle on that? We have,
I did a count. I think we're at 185. So we've got 15, 10, 60, 15, 40, 10, 15, 10, and 10, and that's 185.
Did you account for new business, if there's any new business?
Yeah, there's 10 minutes of new business.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so that's 25, an hour 25, an hour 40, an hour. There's 10 minutes. There's 20 minutes to 30, 255, 2305. That's 3 hours and 50 minutes, 180. I think I get 195.
You've got 195?
I think so. Let me look at it.
85, 100, 150. Oh, I have 185, but I could certainly change it. I'm not sure anybody's going to check, but...
4150, 165, 175. Well, yeah, 185, you're right. Okay. So that's... 3 hours and 5 minutes. People are not going to be happy about having a closed session after that, but that's what we have to do.
Can I suggest forwarding the other agenda from the 21st, the closed agenda? So that
okay.
We can look at it and see, I can forward it to everyone.
Similarities.
Yeah, just to take a look at what it was. I want to forward it to the people on this meeting, though. I wasn't here for the roll call, so that's Elizabeth. Is Ken Aaron or Grace Aaron on the call?
No.
No.
Only Beth.
Okay.
Eric.
Only Beth, not Paul, not Alan B.
Yes, Paul is down.
Paul is on, Rocio is on, Alan is on, Lawrence, Eric, Bella, Beth. Did I miss anybody?
Paulina is on. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. I know Fred Blair, I sent the information to the wrong email address, so he's frustrated with me. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So I'm going to leave him on. Pardon?
Okay. Whatever.
Well, I'm going to leave Fred on because I think he wanted to be part of this meeting, and I just sent it to the wrong address. So, and then I'm going to say for discussion, and I'm sending it right now.
Okay,
and it says March 21st on it, but it was just the one that we had for last month, and we can look and see if we want to adjust anything.
Did you get Rocio?
I thought I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And I don't know whether I need to forward the PDF to you of her motion.
Be attached to the closed session agenda, I guess.
Yes, it would be. So I'll just, if you want, I'll put it on here. Sending again.
The search committee is not meeting until Saturday, because that would be soon we can meet again, and we'll probably have something that we'll have to send at the last minute, but can you sort of alert people in the agenda that, you know, we're discussing the job description, the authorization for funding, the ads, and the timetable.
Sounds like the meeting is over.
No, it's not. We're waiting for email about the closed session agenda for
from
Sunday.
February.
Yeah, we're going to look at that. Okay, so I think I see it. Is there a link here somewhere? Oh, it's just a PDF? Yeah, okay. Oh, it's the motion. But you're going to send, a Google Doc of the agenda?
Michael, if I may, this is Bella. She sent this so that we can adopt the language for the closed session or change it. That's what she did. Is it PDF?
Yeah, it was two separate emails in the same thread. The first one had the closed session agenda used last month, and then the second, after that, I sent the censure motion.
Okay, I'm saying you sent it as a PDF. Okay, I thought you were going to put it up.
Yeah,
I
can, and I will. I just wanted to get that to you first instead of searching around for it. I just wanted to save time.
Yeah.
And I'm going back to the agenda for the regular session. You said that you wanted a note under Finance Committee and Treasury Report to approve the finances needed for the GM search?
No, under the GM search, I want three items listed under the GM search: the discussion of the job description, the authorization for the ads, and the timetable. Oh, that's coming from the GM search committee, but we don't actually have the details yet. And they won't be forthcoming until after people want to see the agenda. As I'm saying, this we're not going to meet until Saturday, and people want to try to see the agenda before then.
Okay, so job description discussion. I missed the second one. Sorry.
Authorization for the funding for the ads and the time for the search process.
Michael, should we put the amount there as well?
Yeah, we were at $1,500, approximately $1,500. We'll have more details. I guess I've been downloading and putting in this Google Drive some of the ads.
We can say approximately.
Yeah.
You're going to kill me, but I'm missing C.
I think what he told me is he was going to make available credit card, a Pacifica credit card, actually. I guess you have to do a lot of the stuff online and just give them something to build. So.
Okay, so I have 30 minutes for the job description discussion. I have 10 minutes for authorization for the funding for the ads. We have 60 minutes total for the GM search, that committee discussion. So I'm just trying to figure out how to divvy that up.
Well, it's going to include 10 minutes of public comment, and I don't think the rest has to be divvied up right now. It'll just be 50 minutes worth, and we'll...
Okay, something, and I don't know what C is, so I'm just going to put 10 minutes. Okay, so...
That's fine.
Lawrence to the back.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, so as part of the... my director's report, there is a motion that came out of the National Programming Committee for local programming committees. I'm emailing it to Beth and this committee, but I think it's going to come up in my report. So I don't know. We set aside 10 minutes. I think that should be sufficient. So.
Okay,
Lauren? Yeah.
Lawrence, can you send it to the secretary so the secretary can send it out?
That I always do. I send it to the officers, and then I copy the committee.
Okay, thank you.
That's the way I roll.
All right.
Lawrence, was that a program council or something else?
No, I'm about to send it to you, Michael. It's from the National Programming Committee. It's a motion for local programming committees to consider. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on it.
All right.
I'm about to send it to the committee right now. It'll be part of the report. It'll be a copy and pasted to my report.
Okay. So anyway, let's look at the closed session agenda. We have 60 minutes call to order. Roll call, set time certain to adjourn. I think it's usually 10 minutes is more than enough for that. Discussion and consideration of Minnesota's motion to censure a delegate of the LSBC attached. So why don't we make that 10 and 50 rather than 15 and 45? We'll probably have some pros and cons. And
okay, making it 10 and 50.
Going back to the main agenda, somebody's going to move time certain to adjourn. So if we have 185 minutes, it's got to be at least 3 hours after we start.
So should I say 140?
Yeah, why don't you say 140?
Okay. Okay, 145. So that's, yeah, so I've changed the date, I've changed the time it starts, and I've changed it to 10 and 50.
Okay. All right, I think that's it.
Yay!
All right, Michael? I think we're done. Right.
Michael,
have anything else?
How many public comments do we have, please?
There are 3 public comments at 10 minutes each.
And why is that? Why are we not having 4?
Because when we have 4, it's 7.5. It's always a half hour. We just put 10 minutes.
Can you repeat?
Yes. When we have 4 periods of public comments, that's 7.5 minutes each. But we put more time for public comment around the question of the GA. 10
just
minutes.
Got it.
So once we had 10 minutes for 1, we did 10 minutes for 3.
Oh, that sounds good. Hour. It sounds good. Thank you.
Does anybody know anything else about what's going on with Malika Hotkar? Because apparently your show is still.
Okay. Go ahead.
The show is apparently still scheduled 5 days a week, twice a day on KPFA. They have run at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. I don't know what they're thinking, but I did hear that the COVID Race and Democracy started today, but I didn't have a chance to listen to it on KPFK at 4 p.m. in that slot, which is a good thing.
Can I ask just a general, there was a bit of discussion on, I don't know whether it was the audit committee or whatever, but about how there should be, cards on, cards up now for voting.
Exactly.
Is there something not being executed by our elections person?
Lawrence to the stack.
And Bella to the stack.
Red Lawrence.
Yeah, so cards are being aired at KPFK, which I think they're very unprofessional. They're very unprofessional and tilted a certain way. But they are being played as required by the bylaws. Thank you.
Bella, to
be back. Okay, just to call myself, I raised the question of Spanish language, and NES did say she was going to be recording Spanish language announcements, too. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I heard I commented on this at the outreach committee that I was very concerned when I heard the Spanish language advocacy cart is very impartial, not unpartial. And I'm very concerned about that. I'm also concerned, it was discussed outside of KPFK at a forum, that we need to consolidate to save funds for the New Day Pacifica to be included with our regular elections in June. And so in order to get there, we need to make that aware to our national election supervisor. And somehow she's not responding. She's not being responsive. And I'm very concerned about that. We are really not doing properly announcing what is really going on. And I'm very, very concerned over that. I do not like the content, how it's being delivered on KPFK. I don't know about the other stations, but other stations are complaining as well.
Well, and also I wonder, isn't there also the request that the GM, even if it's in the interim GM, be doing reports or updates or all of that too? So I'm wondering, whatever, I know that I'm bringing this up at the tail end of our meeting. I don't mean to do that, but I came in late. So.
The meeting's been for long, so I, you know, let's get to the bottom of it, yeah?
Well, I guess for me, and, you know, I'm rather new to the process, I just don't want to lose the opportunity. If we are on this timetable for voting and somebody's not, you know, if the GM isn't doing certain things that are supposed to be done now just because he's interim and he's new and getting his legs, I don't know whether we can put a discussion into the agenda for some of these items so that we're moving them forward. I know that I'm part of the elections committee too, and I don't know, I'm going to reach out to Renee because I haven't heard anything, and yet there's things going up on air about the elections, right? And there's no committee meeting.
Back to the stack.
Eric, to the stack.
Okay. Beth and Eric.
Thank you. Could we request that Renee address the LSB meeting on Sunday? Given that you've already asked in by way of all the proper channels and you're not getting sufficient response, and that way it would be a matter of public record. She could address all of us at once. And anyone on the stream, or anyone who listened to the archive. So she'd have to, address things on the public record. I know it's not a lot of notice, but that's the order that this is playing out in. She's had, if you've been requesting information and not getting it, then she's had an opportunity to address this more directly and hasn't taken advantage of that, and we need the information, and I think it's a reasonable request. So do you need that in a motion? We can. I'm happy to.
Let me hear from Eric. I want to respond directly before we get.
I was unaware until just now that there's carts already playing about the New Day bylaws amendment, upcoming election. Voting starts it's a 1 month election window from, I believe, June 7th to July 7th. If the carts are at all slanted, that's a great concern of mine. Does anybody have access to a clip or any way that any suggestions on how I might listen to a cart other than randomly hoping that it plays when I tune in periodically to the station? I'd like to just hear it so I can formulate a opinion about it and then, if necessary, register a complaint to the election supervisor. I've done a little research on the issue, and I want to make sure that I know that the description so far on the Pacifica website about the nature of the New Day proposal is not well done. It's very, I guess you could say, unincisive, if that's a word. It doesn't state with any clarity the magnitude and the wholesale nature of the de-democratizing effect of this proposal. So I was already getting ready to lodge a complaint with the election supervisor. Now that the card's in play, somebody has heard it and thinks it's not objective. I sure like to hear it myself. Who said that they'd heard it and that it wasn't struck them as a little bit slanted?
Bella to the stack. Bella to the stack.
Balance to the stack.
Okay, Bella. Bella, go ahead.
I heard the Spanish. I heard the English. I'm very concerned. And the way to get it is, as I have gotten it in the past, is to address it to the IGM at this time. And it is his duty to provide the link, the MP3, so that we can hear it.
Maybe I'll do that during question and answer.
Ahead, Lauren.
Okay, thank you.
So I would encourage everybody to write to the NES at Pacifica.org. I did hear the card, and I'm not saying that it's slanted or anything like that, but it lacks, it's very bland. It's I think it's a flat card. And it doesn't really highlight the amendment that Eric put forth that's going to start being aired. We just have to come up with a timeline, Eric. But your amendment, Articles of Incorporation, was well received by the PNB. And so that's going to be playing. And that's probably going to go out with the timeline that has to be created at the same time that the LSB elections are going to be held. Also, I want to report for the sake of transparency is that I'm going to be debating Beth Keene, who is one of the purveyors of the New Day Pacifica campaign, and
what
who
is... What is that name again, Lauren?
Beth Keene. K-E-A-N. Keene. That is putting out a lot of misinformation, and she's also a red baiter, and she also what they call that, when she provides a lot of misinformation, not waterboarding, but something anyway. So I'm gonna be debating her as soon as that's scheduled. Now, the person, I believe, Eric, that you can get the sound clip of that card on election.pacifica.org. You should be able to. You're looking for it? Okay.
I'm looking for it anywhere.
Okay, let me just finish. Somebody really needs to mute. It's very rude. It's just for somebody to be frying a chicken. Anyway, so in regards to so that's happening, but the person that's in charge of this referendum is the National Election Supervisor. Yes, we could ask the IGM to provide a copy of the sound clip and all of that of the cards, and that should be done during the sound check, I believe. So. Just wanted to say that, and if you have any complaints, I always encourage people to go right to the horse's mouth, which is NES@pacifica.org, in regards to this attempt takeover that's about to happen, and also CC the ED@pacifica.org. So that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, I'm going to call myself in relation to the question of inviting Renee to speak to the LSB. This is my opinion, if you're wrong. There are two elections going on, and she's in charge of both of them, but they're two different elections. And this one, on the bylaws, is under the purview of the PNB. And I think it's the PNB that should ask her to come and speak and make that available to everybody. But I just feel like we have already a 3 hour plus agenda that is packed, and then another hour after that. And I don't think it's really under the purview of the LSB. So my own preference would be to say that the directors, our directors or whoever, should extend an invitation to Renee to speak to the public via the next PMB meeting that's scheduled, which is when?
Tomorrow night. And, oh, I wanted to add one more thing, Michael. Tomorrow night, the PMB will be voting on the new day bylaws.
Yeah. However, I checked the calendar, and the LSB can vote on it at our subsequent meeting, still within the time frame.
Yeah. I'm just saying that the PMB is tomorrow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So if you are voting, I think it seems particularly important to have Renee speak. So I would suggest that somebody from Alex or whoever, ask her to be on the call for some period of time, and the question can get raised.
Michael, can I ask Beth, you want me to do it, or you want to do it together, or you want to call Alex and see if we can get that on the agenda?
Either way, I'm happy, whatever you think would work best.
Let's do it early in the morning tomorrow. How about if I call you around 9:30?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then everybody keep in mind that the May meeting of the LSB, we have to vote also on the New Day Pacifica bylaws. And I think we should try to make it down.
We did not include that.
No, the May meeting. The deadline is that LSBs have to vote by May. Let me see what it is. LSBs have to vote by May 17th. We have a meeting on May 16th, and that's the meeting at which we'll be.
Got it.
Which gives a month to make sure that the majority, in my opinion, the majority of our LSB needs to vote no.
Janine, to the staff.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious, what happens if we vote earlier? Like, what if we do vote this Sunday? And
let's not do that, Janine. That's a hypothetical.
Okay.
That it's
okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know what I mean?
The PMB has to vote first. The PMB has to vote first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that so much, Janine.
The PMB will have voted by Sunday, but we have so much else on our agenda. We're trying to deal with the question of the GM, which, frankly, at this moment is more pivotal than these bylaws. If we can get a decent GM in place before this bylaw thing even passes, we're in much better situation to deal with whatever happens out of these bylaws.
Okay.
So we have to push the process forward on the GM search and hopefully get some good candidates.
Eric,
all right.
Eric, go
ahead, Eric. Last
Michael,
one, please.
Michael. With utmost respect, that's not true. Because if God forbid this New Day proposal should somehow pass, then the auspices of what will remain of this body will be completely toothless and advisory only, with no authority whatsoever. So I hope you didn't fully mean what you just said.
I said against the New Day bylaws. I want us all to vote no on that team. But we have to get the process of getting a new GM in train. And I don't want anything else.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I just want to point out. It's not more important that bylaws has to be defeated, and that's my own assessment. Otherwise, Pacifica goes back the way it was in the 90s.
If we could get a general manager at KPFK who is as opposed to the New Day bylaws as the last one was in favor of them, we would be in a lot stronger position to defeat them.
Michael, I asked for the stack, Bella.
Yes, Ed, please, but it's 9 o'clock. Last comment, Bella.
Thank you. I tend to agree with Eric. Our timeline, it's been upside down all along, but I also disagree with Eric. This body has no jurisdiction whatsoever, and that is the problem with our bylaw, is that we have no powers. Advisory powers means no power. So I am hoping that in a future date that we do go for a bylaws convention. That's where we need to go to. And if there's nothing more important right now, not to get a GM in that is against, but that we defeat this proposal of the new state. Thank you.
Here, here.
Okay.
Thank you, Bella. Please call me. This is Lawrence. Please call me. Llámame, por favor, coño.
Janine to the stack.
All right. What is it?
Well, I just don't know that we're going to get a GM in the next 2 months, in the next 6 weeks. And so, I mean, in a weird way, why don't we move forward? Because that person's going to be new and just getting their footing. So I don't understand why we can't take a stand before the GM comes in. I just, because at least then we have.
We're taking a stand on May 16th at our next LSB meeting, which is within the time laid out from the PND voting on Thursday. We have to,
yeah, but doesn't it give us more time to, you know, let's say that, I mean, I'm hoping that we vote it down, right? And it gives us more time to get momentum to that rule, to that vote, if we do it earlier.
Lawrence, to the back. I just want to share with my sister, my sister hippie Janine, that doing a political campaign.
How do you know she's a hippie?
Because she's my hippie. Anyway, let me just say this, please. We have all the way up to July 7th. If we vote in May, we have 2 months to get out the no vote. We should be getting out the no vote now. So we should be doing, and we should be monitoring everything that goes out on the air, every show, every programmer that we know for this takeover. And so then we need to correspond with the PNB and the NES and the ED to make sure that the fair campaign provisions are being respected. So I know these bylaws that we have presently is better than what they want to put forth now. So although we may not have a lot of power, we have a voice, and that's our power. Thank you.
So to respond to Janine's suggestion, what do people think about scheduling an additional meeting of the LSB sooner than our scheduled meeting on May 16th?
Yes.
Sure, I would support that. I don't have a life. I'm just joking. I'm okay with that.
You're welcome.
The option would be May 2nd.
May 2nd. Let's see what's cooking on May 2nd. What's cooking on May 2nd?
May 1st, which is Saturday, the union's going to be out. May 2nd is the National Programming Committee at 2 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern Time.
What
Michael,
time
won't that need to be voted on by the body, and won't it? And
yes.
And will that be a 60% that we need or a 50%? Because nobody's going to want an extra meeting. No, you know what I mean?
Simple majority, Janine, simple majority.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I'm just phrasing it.
I am
very full of... We have a very full agenda for Sunday's meeting. So if we do want to meet before the 15th, I think it has to be an extra meeting. And the one I see is May 2nd.
Okay. Good for by me.
Good idea.
So that could be. Yes?
Time.
Somebody said.
This is Beth.
I would
expressing that I think it's a good idea.
Time.
Okay.
Eric as well.
Time.
Okay.
Doris as well.
Is somebody saying time? What is that?
Bella.
As well.
Bella?
What time Bella, Bella is saying, I think.
Bella? Time.
Bella. You're saying time?
Yes. What time, please?
10:30. It's the same time as we always have.
Okay.
Usually when people say time, they mean that the discussion is over.
No, I meant time for the meeting.
All right, so this is going back to our agenda for the general meeting, that this will be a motion from the Governance Committee that we schedule a special meeting to consider the New Day Pacifica bylaws replacement on May 2nd, 10:30.
Chair, can I have a point of personal privilege?
Sure.
Bella, please call me.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are we done?
Thank you, Janine.
Janine, can you put that back into the agenda for Sunday's meeting?
I have a motion, but the wording, I was just going to ask you to email it to me, but that the governance, sure. I mean, you can say it now.
Yeah, the governance moves that we schedule a special LSV meeting for Sunday, May 2nd at 10:30 to discuss the proposed bylaws replacement. Discuss and vote
on
it.
To consider the bylaws?
Well, to consider and vote on the proposed bylaws replacement.
Referendum.
Some people don't like using that word.
Okay.
Can we adjourn, please?
Yeah, thank you. Done. Good night.
Before we come out with more things to put on the meeting.
All right.
All right, good night.
Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.